Hello, welcome to the Lewisburg United Methodist Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit lwbumc.com.
Did you know that your baby boy would one was born with thankful heart and joyful mind. The shepherds went this babe to find, and as God's angel had foretold, they did a Savior Christ behold. Within a manger he was laid, and by his side the Virgin Maid, attending on the Lord of life, who came on earth to end all strife. Good people, all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas Day in Bethlehem.
Today's reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, and the Lord is with you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We're going to be looking for the next few weeks of Advent at the different folks that were involved in the nativity story, the different Bible characters, and today just so happens to be Mary. So I thought I would give you a quiz that honestly is a little unfair, but I'm going to ask you a few Bible character names that exist in our scriptures, and if you've heard of this person or this story, I just want you to show us by raising your hand. Are you ready? Ittai the Gittite. Shipra. Pua. There's more. Abijah. Mother Mary. Good! Well, you know, it's interesting to me because Mary has this amazing story, so much so that everybody seems to know at least parts of her story, even those that maybe don't even attend church certainly have heard of Mother Mary. But as I began to sort of ponder and look over her amazing story this week, I understand that she's the mother of the Savior of the world. Yet, you know, there's only about five or six times that Mary speaks or Mary shares that helps us know who she is. There's not a lot of stories that tell us who she is. And so today, although this might be different, I'm going to ask that you use the little notes on the very back of your bulletin. Marty made sure that all the pencils are sharpened and ready in case you're willing to do this exercise with us. But we're going to pull that out and find a pencil or a pen. Every word that Mary said, I found myself, as I read her stories over the last couple weeks, wanting more of her, wanting to move my life in the direction that she had moved her life. So we're going to work through together some Mary meditations. We're sort of going to align our spirits with her son, Jesus. The first time we hear of Mary, the first time she speaks, is in Luke 1:34. And here's what she says. The angel appears to her. The angel tells her this amazing news that she's going to bear the Son of God named Jesus, but it's also scary and frightening news. And so Mary says, "How can this be? How can this be?" You know, we know that Mary loved her God. We know that she grew up in a household that worshiped the maker of the world. And yet in this particular moment, she is so honest that she cries out in her spirit and she's truthful before her God. And she says, how can this be? It's like she's modeling for you and me that it is okay in your faith journey to have moments where you question and you wrestle with God. That when your world has sort of been shaken with some sort of news, that it is okay to lean into God and talk to him about it. Our God is big enough to handle your angst. Ultimately, as Mary continued to wrestle with this news, the wrestling actually got her to a place where she was able to say in verse 38, let it be. She says it this way, I am the Lord's servant. Let everything you have said happen to me. And once she said that, it says the angel left her. You know, I didn't realize this until this week as I keep reading her stories. Did you catch that about the angel? Right when she is finally accepting of what God has placed in her heart, of how her life story is going to take a big turn, when she finally gets to the place where she says, okay, God, let it be. That is when the angel left. The angel stood beside her and helped her as she wrestled with this big news. So here's the meditation that I'm asking of your heart this morning. I'm asking that you would identify one hard thing that you're facing. I'd love for you to write a word on your notes, or if you don't want to write it in your mind, focus for a minute on your how can this be circumstance. Take a moment to acknowledge what that is. Maybe even to notice if you're afraid or if you're feeling anxious or frustrated, maybe angry. And as you meditate on that thing, be honest like Mary was with her feelings with God. Take a moment to do that. The next time we hear from Mary, she has come to terms and come to be at some sort of peace with the news that her life just altered, that everything she had planned with Joseph was going to look a lot different than what she had planned. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 46, here's what Mary writes in her journal. With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depth of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. Because of the mighty one who has done great things for me. It's so beautiful that Mary is reminding us that right in the midst of your hard, right in the midst of whatever you feel like you have lost or what is discouraging your spirit this morning, you can still recognize God's goodness. Mary recognized God's good in the middle of the hard. And so I'm asking you for this next meditation, can you write one gift that you can rejoice in today? One way that you noticed that God has been good to you. Let's do that. The next time that Mary is mentioned in Scripture is in Luke 2, verse 19. When everything had come together and she finally began to see that even though the story got kind of wild and uncontrollable, she realized that God had held her together, that God had held her story right in the palm of her hands. And so all of a sudden, here she is in the barn with this new baby, and everybody's there. And what do we learn that she said? She said nothing. It says Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The good she pondered, the hard. The blessings she treasured, the doubts. But through all of those things, she held what was most sacred to her, closest to her heart. What is it this morning that you treasure? What is that thing, that person, that part of your life that you hold dear? Can you write down one thing that is most sacred to you, so precious that you have no words? Let's do that. The final reminder and story I'd like to share with you comes from John 2, verse 5. Remember the story of the wedding at Cana that they ran out of wine? And so Mary looks to her son Jesus to help solve the problem. And I love what she says to the servants. His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Mary, by this point in her life, had been with Jesus for many, many years, and she had learned that even in the hard seasons, God is not asking you to figure it out. God does not need your help fixing it. We don't have to manage. We don't have to try to control it. Mary modeled for us trust. She modeled for us what faith is. It's the ability to try on saying to God, whatever you say, do it. So during this final meditation, I want you to try those words on, either in your mind, saying it over and over again to God, or writing it on your notes. And this is what I'm asking you to try on. Saying to God, whatever you say, God, whatever you say. Join me as we pray. God, we thank you for Advent, the season where we're supposed to prepare and sort of make room and open our hearts to you. Sometimes we just need quiet to sit in your presence and ponder and treasure these things. Thank you, God, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from the Lewisburg United Methodist Church. We pray that you are blessed by God's Word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lwbumc.com.